Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Another big week of college football. The Buckeyes coming off a bye are a 20.5-point favorite in Indiana. Michigan was on a bye last week as well. Joining us now to talk about it, former quarterback Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of betonline.net. Danny, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm great, fellas. Good afternoon. It feels great to be on with you. I go back, like, let's be honest, the slate this weekend isn't exactly, like, stellar. We've been spoiled. But anytime we get a slate like this, I go back to last year and think about where we were with no fans and the uncertainty and would we even finish. And I mean, I think, like, looking at the calendar, wasn't the Big Ten just starting to play football? So I go back look at the disaster that was last year, and I'm like, okay, I'll take a crappy, slow weekend of games that might be blowouts any day of the week.
No doubt. It's a good point, Danny. And I do want to start with the Buckeyes, who, as I mentioned, come off a bye. They're playing Indiana this week. You know, obviously they've played better the last few weeks. They haven't really played anybody very good. But at this moment in time, do you believe that Ohio State is one of the best four teams in the country? And do you believe they are the best team in the state of Ohio, or is that Cincinnati?
So I love the question because I think it's a great one. I do think Ohio State is one of the best four teams. I don't know if they're the best team in the state of Ohio. I think Cincinnati is really good. I'd love to see them both in. You know, I really would. That sounds like a cop-out. Ultimately, I think Cincinnati gets left out, though. Let me explain why. So, Ohio State, you are 100% right. Like, it looks like, hey, they figured it all out. But Tulsa, Akron, Rutgers, Maryland, not exactly a murderer's row of opponents, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, C.J. Stroud throwing for 5 touchdowns a game. The defense, since they've changed up a little bit of scheme, looks awesome. They're able to shut down opponents. Well, and guess what? It's going to look good another week against Indiana. And maybe it looks good against Penn State because who knows what's happening with their quarterback and Sean Clifford. The last two games will really find out about the Buckeyes when they play against Michigan State and Michigan. And Purdue's pretty good. I mean, look, their schedule, it gets a lot tougher. We'll just leave it at that. But I do think they're starting to maximize their potential. And what I think we often forget, and this is one of the things that the Big Ten really had against it, was their COVID policies were really strict and they were hard. And they did only play 6 games last year in the regular season. That was a massive challenge for teams that, you know, were trying to develop young talent. So I think that impacted the Buckeyes off to a slow start. And I still think they are right back there where they need to be. The loss to Oregon was not preventative. It shouldn't cause them to be left out of any conversation if they win out, which I think they do. And, like, I actually like the Buckeyes from a value standpoint, from their national championship odds at 8-1, as opposed to a Georgia who's 6-5. I mean, I don't like playing favorites. I like to get a little bit more value. And I think Ohio State at their best, clearly offensively, is way better. And we don't know what Georgia is like on the offensive side of the ball because, you know, at least Ohio State got tested versus Oregon. They might have lost, but Georgia's not going to get tested by anybody, including the game we thought they were against Clemson. when we've seen what happened to Clemson the rest of the season. Like, that's right. Not that impressive a win. Let me get to Cincinnati, though, because this one is like – this one's like emotional for me because I really appreciate the teams and the players specifically that are told you're going to get a chance for the college football playoff. But the reality is they don't really have a chance at the college football playoff. That's what we saw with UCF in 2017 when they ran the table. You know, we've always done it with Boise State. Like, hey, cute story. You know, congrats on your undefeated season. But, you know, you're not going to get a real national championship. I would love to see Cincinnati get their opportunity this year. And, you know, where they sit at 2 in the AP Top 25, if they take care of business, it looks like they should get there. And yet, I wouldn't be shocked if when the College Football Selection Committee comes out with their first ranking, maybe it's closer to 4 and they're on the edge. And then we start hearing resumes and who have they beaten. And, well, Indiana's having a down year. Does that really count? And if Notre Dame doesn't win out, well, how good was that win? And then we start nitpicking their resume. And to me, that stinks for the players on that Cincinnati team, and it stinks for Luke Fickell. So I hope we get that rare, you know, a summit where the sun and the moon line up and the stars align and Cincinnati gets their opportunity. Because one thing we've learned across college football, nobody's invincible. And I would put Georgia in that category too. So why not let Cincinnati have a chance?
Danny, if Cincy sits at number 2 in the AP poll and the coaches poll and they get left out, how much conversation do we have this offseason about the expansion of the college football playoff?
So I don't know if it matters. I wish it did. And how excited were we? Because it wasn't that long ago, about 4 or 5 months ago, when we had this model that we got unfolded, and it was going to be a 12-team playoff. And we even got specifics of the highest-ranked conference champions are going to be ranked 6. And we're going to have – remember that they released all the details. The first the top two teams are going to get byes. And I don't know about you guys. I was, like, doing jumping down. This is great. This is great for college football. But then what do we get? We get Oklahoma and Texas move to the SEC, and the massive shifting landscape of college football starts moving around. And what all of a sudden? We're going to shelve that conversation. We're going to put that aside. And then all of a sudden you hear these conference commissioners and Bill Hancock from the college football playoff say, well, we have a contract in place that we have to honor, and it goes through 25-26, so we're not going to do anything till then. I wish that it made a difference. I don't know if it does. There's too many stubborn egos and money that's at stake where I don't think anything gets done. As messed up as it is, and the college football fans are the people who lose the most, I'm getting to that point where I just don't think it happens before the end of that contract. I wish it would. And if Cincinnati, I think the more like maybe this is your Cincinnati angle is that maybe they want to appease the masses because it's been such a rough run and they did have the optics of 2017 UCF. Maybe they go, okay, you know what? Let's put Cincinnati in. Let's give them a chance and see what happens. And that to me would be awesome if we do get that. But now, like, Cincinnati's got to make sure they got a couple tricky opponents. And SMU, who they might have to beat twice, who's got a prolific quarterback, who's leading the country in touchdown passes. And I think that's Luke Fickell's biggest challenge, is mentally keeping his team dialed in. And he does a great job. He's one of my favorite coaches in the country. I think he'll have them dialed in, but making sure they do what they have to do as opposed to getting into the politics of, hey, we have to impress and we need to start campaigning. Handle your business and let the rest take care of itself.
Danny Cannell with us on the hotline. Danny, of course, courtesy of Bet Online or betonline.net. Danny, when you look at college football right now, is Alabama still, in your opinion, the most talented team in the country?
Oh, without question. Georgia's up there. Like, if you went strictly by 4 and 5 stars on your roster, now Georgia and Alabama are kind of – Ohio State's in this conversation, too, where 80% of their rosters are made up in 4 and 5 stars. But Alabama specifically – if you take off the kickers and punters, 90% of their roster is made up of 4 and 5 stars. Like, that's insane. And it does show you that college football is all about talent acquisition. Like, coaches are one thing, and they do provide X's and O's. They give you schemes. They give you good coaching. But 9 times out of 10, the team with the most talent is going to win the championships. And they're going to start, they're win the conference, and they're going to win the national championship. And that's what we've seen from Alabama. That's why Georgia is where they are, because Kirby Smart has been crushing it on the recruiting trail. That defense is littered with NFL talent. LSU from a few years ago was littered with NFL talent when they ran the table and went, in 2019. Oh, that's the good thing. When you say, is Ohio State still one of the top four teams? I look at that roster and I say easily yes, because they have more talent than anybody else in the Big Ten, and they are one of the few teams that could go toe-to-toe with Georgia and Alabama and Oklahoma, those other players in this conversation. But that's, but it's also, there's a part of me that tugs at me when I say things like this, and I'm like, well, we just saw Texas A&M beat Alabama as a 19-point underdog. We saw Oregon beat Ohio State as a 14.5, 15-point underdog. Like, just because you look the part doesn't always mean you're the best team. So that's why it has to play out in the field, and you have to let deserving teams enter the playoff, as opposed to going back to the old eye test and saying, all right, you know, who looks the part? Because if that was the case, we'd just give Alabama the trophy every single year.
Talking with Danny Cannell, betonline.net. Danny, I'm looking at the Heisman odds. The quarterback, Matt Corral from Ole Miss, is 7-4. Bryce Young, 2-1. C.J. Stroud, 8-1. When you look at the list of the Heisman Trophy, they shouldn't even call it the Heisman. They should just call it the quarterback trophy, really. But for the most part, even though I know Devontae Smith won last year. But who's a guy maybe a little further down the line? I mean, who do you think who would you like to lay a few bucks on if you were betting on the Heisman?
All right, so I'll give this to you for your audience, because, and you might think I'm going to go C.J. Stroud, but I'm not. I'll go Desmond Ritter. Like, if you are a Cincinnati fan or a Cincinnati backer, I would say the better odds of anything happening is that Desmond Ritter wins the Heisman, as opposed to Cincinnati wins the national championship, because Matt Corral still has several pitfalls in front of him. Bryce Young has several pitfalls in front of him. C.J. Stroud, we talked about Ohio State's schedule. Like, and the problem is, when you're one of these leaders in the clubhouse, the only thing that really happens is you get nicked. Like, you say, oh, well, why didn't you throw five touchdown passes? Why did your team lose? Why did you have three interceptions in that game? And for the most part, and maybe C.J. Stroud plays perfectly towards the end of the season, from what we've seen this year, you know, he's been not perfect. He's been human, which is totally okay. Same thing with Matt Corral. Matt Corral was shut out and held scoreless against Alabama. Desmond Ritter, on the other hand, his bigger games, his tougher games are behind him. We mentioned Indiana and Notre Dame. And by the way, against Notre Dame, he played awesome in that game, put the team on his back. So now what does he have ahead of him? He has six games where he should win. And you know what else he should do? Put up pretty big numbers, because I do think Cincinnati needs style points. They need to win and express game control and put emphatic exclamation points on their wins. I think that provides him a heck of an opportunity to put up big stats. And those games against SMU would be a game that I think will be on the national stage and a conference championship game for the American championship, that I think he could shine and really start to maybe surprise some people and take and maybe start knocking off some of those, you know, blue blood quarterbacks at the top of the list.
Danny, last thing for me, better job, LSU or USC?
Ooh, it's a good one. I think this is all about personal preference, right? Like, for me, I like big cities. Like, I like the beach, right? Like, I'm a little bit starstruck, so I wouldn't mind running into Will Ferrell and asking him to come on to practice. Like, LSU is fantastic. Like, I think it's a great conversation. Like, USC, you could own California, and you could probably come back to prominence at the top of the Pac-12 pretty quickly. But at LSU, you own the state of Louisiana, but at the same time, you've got to go through Alabama. You've got to go through Auburn. You've got to go through the east of Georgia. Like, it's a pretty it's a harder road to get there. But when I say they will do anything for you to help you succeed, they will move mountains to help you win. Like, whatever player you need to go get, sure, NIL deal, what do you need? They have the best home field advantage in all of sports. Like, that Baton Rouge at night is insane. So to me, it's a very, like, personal, what matters to you. I would probably lean towards USC, but I'm a shallow, fickle person. If you were, like, diehard and you love the atmosphere and you wanted to go and compete against the best and say, I want to do it through the SEC, then LSU is the clear-cut advantage there, is the top, the better job.
Danny, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
I love it, man. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks,
Danny.
You
got it.
Awesome
Danny
stuff.
Danny Cannell, good to chat with him from betonline.net.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.